WCNO Palm City.
Yeah, it was real. Yeah, it was
real. Those guys, man.
Yep. So then I was reading the Bible one day, and I read a scripture that said, "Lift up, the harvest is ready. Lift up your eyes, the harvest is ready." So it was weird. It was a weird moment because I literally just lifted up my eyes and I started looking at all these other prisoners. And I started looking at them as harvest. The harvest is ready. I was like,
"I'm a man teaching you."
And I was like, "Okay, so I need to start reaching out to these." So I started one by one. It was not easy. It's definitely not easy. And you're not going to get a crowd. You might just get one every couple months. But the effect that has. There was this one gentleman. He would argue with me. I slept right here. He slept right here.
Yeah.
And he always saw me reading my Bible. One day he, it just irritated him.
Yeah.
He's like, "What are you getting out of that?
Yeah.
What are you, this and that?"
Yeah.
And, so that morning when I woke up, I was going to breakfast. I was walking out the door, and there was this brand new Bible on the ledge of this wall. And I was like, I thought, dang, should I grab it? I was like, no, I got a brand new leather Bible. Just leave it. So I kept going. Now there's a point to all this. I come back. Now this is later on in the day. It's the afternoon, right?
Guess what?
There's no.
Your Bible's gone.
No.
No. What happened?
So it's later.
Shut up, Red. Okay.
It's later in the afternoon, and it's hot. There's no AC in there.
Yeah.
And. The guy sees me reading my Bible. He's like, "What are you reading that thing for?" And he's arguing with me about God and this and that, dot, dot, dot. And I'm, he's like, "I got, this guy had 3 life sentences. He doesn't have a day. He's not going home. You understand?" So he had no reason. Yeah, he had no reason.
To kill somebody.
Yeah, he had no reason to. Yeah, he has no reason to, he feels hopeless, So, anyhow, I start telling him about God. I'm like, "Listen, man," I was like, you really got to, I try to break it down in my own words. And I finally get to this point where I'm like, "All right, listen, you got to read the Bible. I can tell you this. Anybody can tell you anything. You really, and for anybody to get anything out of God or anything spiritual from Christ, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, it's between you and him. You got to get it. You have to go get it. You have to go get it.
We have teachers, we have pastors, right. Blah, 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 blah.
But they're only going to baby feed you so much. You got to go get up, gird your loins up, read that word, spend time in it, and get what God has for you out of it." And anyhow,
I had a friend in prison.
Yeah.
He became a friend recently.
Yeah.
And he was in jail 26 years. And he memorized the Quran.
Yeah.
And yet he still came to know Jesus.
Yes. Yep. So now I read a scripture. I was, as he's arguing, prior to him arguing to me, I read a scripture. It was about Elijah. And he was testing God if it was really
the prophet.
Yeah, if it was really him. So he said, "God, if this is really you, make the ground completely wet and the carpet completely dry." And I know
it was a fleece. It was a piece of from a sheep's wool.
Yes.
Laying it out. So in the morning, let the ground be wet.
Not the carpet, not the wool.
He woke up.
And the ground was completely wet, and the wool was completely dry. And now you would figure, okay, I got it. Okay, it really is.
Just to be sure.
Just to be sure.
Do the opposite tomorrow.
He says, "God, just to make sure it's you, tomorrow make the carpet completely wet and the ground completely dry, and then I'll believe you." So he tests, he tests God. So God's like, "Okay." So next morning he wakes up, and guess what? It's the ground's completely dry with a soaking wet.
So this is Elijah who became like the prophet of prophets.
Yeah. So, that story is resonating in my mind as I'm talking to this guy. And all of a sudden, as I'm talking to this guy, the Bible that I saw that morning pops in my head. So I'm like, "Hey, bro," I was like, "Listen, man, the only thing I could do for you, bro, there's a brand new Bible over there on the wall, sitting there." I was like, "Bro, just go grab it and you'll have it." Because he was trying to say, "Oh, well, it's hard. The pages are ripped out from the prison Bibles." I said, "Man, there's a brand new Bible over there on the..." And he wouldn't go get it. I was so frustrated. I marched over. I put the book down. I walk away from him. This guy's got me ticked off. And I'm walking over there. I snatch this Bible off the side of the thing. I walk over and... As I'm walking over with the Bible, I'm talking to him, and that story with the carpet and the water comes to my head, and I pray to God just there, and I say, God, please, Lord, I need you to help me with this situation. Show me something. So as I'm walking back, I'm looking at this Bible. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to, you know. So on this Bible, there's a green pastures with a road, and there were signs on the road. There was one of the signs had a number on it, right? So I'm like, okay. Now, I walk over, I see the number, I'm like, okay, we'll leave it right there, right? Now, as I'm arguing with this guy, there's this young, real young black kid, maybe 22 years old. He's standing behind the bed, and he's watching and listening to the entire thing. He's watching the entire time.
He's scrutinizing these guys.
He's kind of just like, he's just watching me, listening to what I'm saying, and he's listening to what the guy is saying, and he's kind of like, he's, you know, indecision or something, you know what I mean? And so I look at the guy, I said, listen, okay, I see the Bible, I see the number, I cover the number up, I said, listen, okay. Give me a no. I said, if God's not talking to you, I'm testing God right now, and no less than a miracle right now, because I could completely embarrass myself. It could go wrong, and God, the guy could, right? So I said, give me a number between 6 and 18. Immediately, he shoots off a number, 13. And I says, are you sure? I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, he's like, man, 13 starts getting, man, I told you 13.
Okay.
And the kid.
You took your finger off the Bible.
I took the finger off the number, and the black kid in the background, he goes, no way. No way. He runs over to me, and I'm looking at the Bible. I'm in amazement. And guess what number was on the slide? 13. And I took this Bible, and I said, listen, I think this Bible was meant for you. And he picks it up, and he looks at the number on the Bible, and he goes, well, I can't argue with that. He said, well, by God, I cannot argue with that.
Yeah.
And he thanked me at that point on that.
Really?
This guy.
He humbled himself. He got a moment.
Right. That was it. Just that. I couldn't have orchestrated that. I couldn't have orchestrated that in any other way. So that's just one of the powerful stories that I had, a testimony of God. You know, God. Yeah, you know, people think God is in the deepest, darkest, dirtiest places, in prisons, in jail cells. God's in the muck.
David said, if I make my bed in hell, you will be with me.
That's right. That is right. He is there.
Well, you know what? Not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission.
Yep.
And are ye of not much greater value than many sparrows?
Yep.
For I tell you, the hairs on your head are counted.
That's right.
Okay, right.
Yep.
It's beyond heat. God is beyond. We will totally bring to possibly conceive.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
So anybody that can make all those creatures in the sea, all the creation shouts out the glory of God.
And I'm going to finish with this. Okay. All right. Now.
By the way, here's just talking to Clark Watkins. Clark Watkins was hit by two cars, died, went to heaven, saw Jesus, came back. And later, at that time, he was an agnostic. You know, he didn't know nothing about God, wasn't brought up with God, and came to know the Lord Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
So, you know, a lot of my walk, I wrestle with God because he tells me, oh, I got this plan for you. You know how much anxiety that caused for me throughout the years? Like, what is this plan?
I don't want you to be burdened.
Right, of course not. But, you know, it's me wrestling with myself. And just within the last couple of years, I came to the realization God showed me what it was, and it's exactly what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Being on the radio, telling your testimony.
Telling my testimony of what happened. Yeah. See, I went off on this path of thinking, I got this big plan, this big prideful plan, and something special for me, and then it has nothing to do with me.
You can't care about one. You can't care about a million ones.
That's right.
It's not 1 million. It's a million ones.
That's right.
When you learn that, you care for the person in front of you.
That's exactly it.
celebration, right?
Yeah.
Celebrates.
Yeah.
It's one. It's just one. One. Just to bring one That's person right. to Jesus.
So then I realized, you know what? It has the plan for me isn't this big plan for me to be this famous, spectacular person. It's about telling my testimony, telling them that God, telling them about where I went, what I've seen about God, that God is real, that His Word is real, it's alive, His Spirit is real.
We're about out of time. Somebody might be listening to this broadcast. They don't know the Lord as Lord. They've happened to accidentally come on the station. There's no mistake. Or you're down and out. Something's going through your life. A shot of faith. Yeah, you need a shot of love from above. Okay, I'd like you to make like a little 30, 40-second prayer.
Okay.
We'll close our eyes. Would you repeat what he has to say, what Clark Watkins has to say? Just lead them through salvation. Would you please?
So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for this day, God. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us with life to be able to come to you, Father. If you're out there, God wants to know you wherever you're at. He wants to come to you wherever you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done if you're a sinner. So repeat this after me. Say, God, I confess all my sins to you.
Confess all my sins to you.
And I repent of my sins.
I repent.
And feel bad for all the bad things that I've done.
I feel bad for all the stuff I've done.
And I pray that you come and wash me. Wash my mind.
Wash away my sins, Lord.
Wash away my heart. Wash away my thoughts. And turn me to you. And I pray that you come into my life. Take the wheel and direct me and bless me with your Holy Spirit. From this day forward, lead and guide me, God. And we thank you, God, and praise you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Surrender.
Surrender.
He wants us to surrender.
Nothing Step fancy. Simple.
Just surrender, and He will enter your heart and your life.
He will.
Forevermore. Hey, Clark Watkins. Struck by two cars, dies, sees the Lord on the other side, comes back, doesn't believe in God, and suddenly gets born again. Hey, this is the mayor. This is Rhett Palmer. Actually, Jesus is the mayor of the airways. I'm just Rhett Palmer. And it's a good day if you want it to be. Have faith.
Amen.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Would people drive a car 100,000 miles with no oil change? Of course not. However, that is what we do to our bodies. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America have a cutting-edge tool to clean blood. It's called Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. Wouldn't everyone like to clean out molds, toxins, herbicides, pesticides, forever chemicals, heavy metals, and even microplastics? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America can do that. We are in-network with most insurances. Our phone number is 772-298-4477 or Google us in Port St. Lucie.
With your righteousness, all the kingdoms, with your holiness.